Yo, guys, welcome back to Seated of Level and...
Tato Raveri, baby. We're back with a brand new episode. We're so happy with the consistency. But first things first, we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We love having uncomfortable conversations, which the youth are too scared to have. With Level's jokes and my insights, we try to cultivate a community where we can truly speak our mind. And today's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great, great time. So grab your favorite seat, guys. It's that time of the week. And let's get... Straight into it.
Yeah. So the first question of the day always is,
how are you?
Southern Comfort, some of us know it as SoCo, has partnered up with DJ Chaotic.
One original spirit with another.
If you know Southern Comfort, the smooth whiskey base with stone fruits and spices, you know that you can mix it with just about anything.
Lemonade, cola, or even just orange juice.
Yes, you can mix it. Now stand the chance to mix it up with you and your mates. Because
Southern Comfort is giving away a house party.
Valued at 100,000 Rand with DJ Chaotic on the decks, baby. And if that's talking to your original spirit, buy a bottle of Southern Comfort to enter.
Details in store.
Southern Comfort. So tasteful, so original.
Drink responsibly. Not for sale for persons under the age of 18.
How's your sister?
How's your brother?
How's your father?
How's your uncle? Who are you? How are you? What's up?
What's up? You're going to go first. You go first.
Yeah. Dude. I've been on some other relaxed mode for the past 10 days. Like, I think every time I come here, I speak about how hard we work. I have not been working that hard. I've been taking it easy. Yeah. I've been choosing myself. And it feels so, so good just to be like, I don't have to do that today, you know? I feel like we go through seasons where we work so hard, but we always forget to take the necessary break. And a break isn't necessarily like 2 days off, 3 days off. A break sometimes is like you just... Maybe putting in 20% instead of 100% for 2 weeks.
Yeah, for a little bit.
For a little bit. Yeah. And I've been doing that for the past 2 weeks and I've been feeling so rested, bro. Like, my days are starting later. I'm still actioning out so much work, but I just feel so good. Like, I'm relaxed. I'm seeing myself sleep more. Mm. I'm seeing myself socialize more. Yeah. I love when I booked an Airbnb this past weekend and wow.
You booked it, I came.
I booked an Airbnb this weekend and Level pretty much paid for everything else. And it was amazing. Like, I just got really relaxed. There was a jacuzzi. There was an Airbnb.
It was fire.
It was a 2-bedroom apartment. It was like a brother's location, brother's staycation. And it was amazing. How are you?
And we also like just planned out the podcast. Took out a good old, big old whiteboard. Started writing ideas. And you guys will hear the conversation why. Like, what it was planned during that Airbnb.
Yeah.
But how am I? What a weird place to be in, bro. 25, no girlfriend.
27.
No couch, no girlfriend. I'm moving like a man that lives in Midrand. I just go out, come home to my bed and desk. And I actually had a guest over recently.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, you only have like a bed and a desk. When are you going to move in? Move in. I'm so picky with furniture.
Yeah.
And that's really been affecting me every single day. Because I'm like, oh, dude, like, obviously I want to like... pull out of my space, but I'm also just there like, dude, I just feel like I have everything I need because I live alone, bro.
Yeah.
I don't need a couch. I'll never sit on the couch and watch TV, bro. I have a TV in my room on the bed with an electric blanket. You feel me? But it is nice to have. So that's the battle that I'm going through right now. Yeah.
I get that. No, but it's important for you to build your space. Like, I know now it feels like I don't need that. I don't need this. But then you need to pour into yourself because it'll make you also feel better as an individual, you know?
I'm so sorry for disrupting this episode, but guys, listen up. I've got such exciting, such amazing news. My past 10 episodes with my brother are now available on Spotify. I know what you're thinking, Tato, they've always been there. The audio has always been there, but now we have video. And on top of that, every single video dropping from this point will be available in video format on Spotify because Spotify is trying to change the way you guys enjoy our podcast. It's so amazing that they now have a video functionality. So guys, do not miss out. Go and give us 5 stars on Spotify like we always say. But don't forget, you can now watch the video too. So I will see you on Spotify.
But so guys, this podcast is jam-packed, filled with content and topics, and we're going to be addressing a couple of things. I've planned out this podcast today. We take turns, actually. Yeah, so
last week it was me.
Last week was Sato.
Yeah.
The week before was me. Yeah. And now this week it's me. So a couple of things that I wanted to discuss this week that really like on my heart was love bombing, how to build a relationship, and within that, gaslighting, consistency, when to post your partner, how to build trust, standards, and we'll finish it off with reciprocations.
Mm.
Oh, and we'll see. We have a bonus question, but I'll save it until the end. So please, please, please watch until the end if you want to see what the last juiciest topic is.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm excited.
All right. But let's get straight into it. Yes, so sir. Love bombing is a term used to describe.
So sorry, switch off that fan. I'm freezing. You know, freezing.
It's okay. I'll switch it off.
Guys, so So our cameras overheat all the time, and it's like, yo, bro, it's winter right now. I don't think they're gonna overheat in this condition. If they overheat, they are going to. I am freezing, but I'm not wearing really anything.
Yeah,
it's denim on denim, the shirt. But yeah, you were saying, Papa.
Hey, dead man. love bombing. Okay, I'm sorry. So love bombing is a term used to describe a behavior where someone showers another person with excessive attention and affection in the early stages of a relationship, often to the point of overwhelming or smothering them. Now, I just want to read one more part in this because it's very nice. While love bombing may feel flattering, and I want that, that's a very important part that I'm going to say. It may feel flattering.
Feels good.
Or exciting at first, it can also be perceived as a red flag for potential emotional manipulation or control. And sometimes it's considered even emotional abuse. Right?
Second that.
And
thank you, Google.
And thank you, Meta.
Thank you, Meta.
But love bombing coming up as a topic is very, very nice because I wanted you guys to understand that sometimes we can love wrong. So when we love wrong, love bombing is a great example because we can perceive someone and say, yo, I want to do the nicest things for them. But if you cannot maintain that throughout the relationship. So if the first date, we are going to a walk and then we get you get flowers at the walk.
I'll take you for
ice cream at the walk. And then you go to dinner.
And then we go.
You know, where's your place again?
Cream. Nomad.
Nomad.
Where no one goes besides the ones that have to go to find love.
Yeah, nomads. You have to travel.
Always on the move.
After the nomad, you say it to yourself, no, let's actually watch a movie. Yeah, boom, watch a movie.
Comes back to your place. All of a sudden now it's normal. There's no top lights. It's low light.
Yeah, it's low light.
Slow light, Papa.
Gives you the phone and says, what do you want to eat? The Uber Eats.
The date goes on, Papi.
The date goes on, Papa. She orders.
Yeah.
Millions of rents go away. No, because when you pass a woman, Uber Eats. Like,
no, she'll get a starter, main meal. Yo, she'll go into dessert. Yo, and she'll get a smoothie. Yo, might get a milkshake. And she'll
even get things you didn't know on the menu.
By the way.
Yeah.
She'll even tell you new features. Did you know with Uber Eats, you can actually add for the store to go somewhere else? Would you want some chocolate?
Yeah, you wanted to stop at the garage.
Yeah.
You didn't even know that Uber Eats driver can stop at the... But my point is, sorry.
Hey guys, we have so much pain based on our Uber Eats. Who have you passed the phone
to? I've once dated a hun that Uber Eats like four clipper on her meal. I haven't even eaten. She said, can I get the burger, the ribs, the chips, the wings, the dinner? What are you going
to
eat?
Next time we're going to be like, I'm passing the phone to someone who spent more than 400 rand on my Uber Eats.
Yeah.
For one meal.
Literally. But guys, women, if you are watching, so I need to know.
The
comment section, Kalikopa, please limpot. And what's the most amount you've spent on Uber Eats? Yes. And why did you feel so comfortable? And women are so smart, they'll be like, oh, what are you eating?
So they
can measure
I love a woman that says, I'll eat what you eat.
Yeah, same. That's the considerate ones.
That's the considerate ones.
Those are the real ones.
Those are the real ones.
The babes.
I'm like, how, baby, don't you have any favorites?
Nah, she's like, nah, I'll eat what you eat.
Give it 2 months.
Yeah.
Yo, let's get in raves.
I hate muchachos.
I hate muchachos. I need something new. How? What happened to y'all? Get what you
want. Yeah, boy, I love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But hey, but anyways, my point to go back is love bombing and how we can create this perception of love, but can't maintain it.
Okay.
And that is sometimes, and keep in mind, sometimes we want to do that.
Yeah.
We can do that as men, you know, like you sitting with your partner and you're saying to yourself, like, I can provide to this extent today. But just not
every day.
Yeah. What do you think about love bombing?
I think love bombing, dude, I think it's a very dangerous thing.
Yeah.
I think women also do it quite a lot, right? Women, like, I've been in situations where women, like, trap me into love bombing.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, things like, yo, so do you want to marry me?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, obviously now you're going to be like, oh, dude.
One day. But inside you're like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
But then now when you say one day, you can see that disappoints them. So now you're like, yeah, of course I'm going to marry you. Then now she's forcing you to love bomb. So I feel like that's another way that love bombing exists that I've experienced, which is very, very scary. It's like, don't you want to be with me? Don't you want to? Don't you want to? And it's like, dude, let me say those things naturally or organically.
When I want to.
Because now you're forcing me to love bomb you. And I've also experienced love bombing. Like, I've been with girls who will be like, yo, dude, like, it's been 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm only seeing you. I only want you. I mean, and it's like this person is hyper focusing on the fact that.
You say, mind you, it's only been 3 days.
Yes. Of knowing the person. But they're like, yo, it's like you. Then it's like, okay, this feels really good.
Yeah.
This person is showing me signs of extreme loyalty. Take them outside. you see that this person is loyal to you and you guys are indoors one-on-one, but when you go outside, they're like very flirtatious, guys are holding in specific ways, they don't have boundaries. So love bombing is scary for me because it gives me a false perception of who I'm dealing with.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Very nice.
So it's like, and I hate when people trick me into love bombing, which is why I'm always trying to really put up these amazing boundaries to prevent me from love bombing.
Yes, and with this topic, guys, I want you guys to reach into yourselves and say to yourselves, what things make me love bomb? Such as social media, when you see, you know, dozens of women getting a bouquet of red flowers of hearts or 100 rands in it, and etc. Or maybe it's just your friend just talking to you and telling you how her date night went with her with a billionaire boyfriend.
By the way,
you guys date billionaires and millionaires. We date thousandaires,
hundredaires.
You know what I'm saying? So
hustlers.
But my point is, look at how you want to love and how it can be sometimes misinterpreted.
Yeah.
So you see Tato speaking about, like, for example, how a girl will look at him deep in the eyes and say, yo, you're going to marry me one day. Then the next day, she can even be chilling.
But she says, like, you're going to marry me?
And you know you're going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to marry you.
Come on, bro.
You, my blue everything. House, what's going on?
I wouldn't have married you. Fence, white.
Yeah. Talk to me nice.
Yeah, Range Rover.
How have you ever love bombed someone? Because I think we've all felt guilty of doing it.
Yeah, that's the part I was actually getting into. I was like, yo, I was going to ask you the same question, actually. Yeah. But I definitely have love bombed someone by... I give a great first date, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I love to start the season strong.
Yeah.
You give a lot of the budget.
In the first few weeks.
Yes, you know. Sir. But slowly, you know, go back to my real life. I'm not, my job is not to love you.
My job is to go to the
actual job. And what will happen is that, like, it will go from like, yo, we're going on these dates and whatever, because I'm getting to know you. Then we know each other. And then I like going to the cozy path of saying, okay, cool, now we're chilling in my crib or your crib and like watch Netflix and stuff. Maybe we'll go out once, like bowling or twice, like once a week, basically.
Yeah.
But it's not as consistent as it used to be. And I don't think that's a wrong thing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not love bombing. I mean, that's just you.
That's just me.
For me, that's you being excited.
Yeah.
Wanting to spend as much time with the person as possible in the beginning. Yeah. Then you're still maintaining that, you know, that excitement through a weekly date.
Yeah.
Some people will create that like excitement of like, you know, the roses, the dates, the second locations, the third locations, let's get breakfast the next day, let me cook for you for a weekend, and they completely stop, and I just come to my place and watch movies.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're still integrating, like going bowling here and there,
going
for a drink here and there, that's
like you go for a date once in a while, but like,
but that's realistic loving, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, because you've got a 9-to-5. You also have another side hustle.
I also have side hustles. Yeah.
And you also like, did you have a lot of side hustles? Like you basically... You have your 9-to-5.
I have my
Your own personal brand as your side hustle. You're part of a group channel as your side hustle.
We have a podcast together.
Side hustle. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like you're working. So I get that.
Yeah. So at some point it slows down. I don't know if that's... So Tata saying it's not love bombing.
Yeah, tell me like a... You've love bombed before. I can tell you how you've love bombed.
You can tell me. Give me
that. Yeah, you'll be like, ish. Your level does level things like, ish. I hope your mother's like, what? Ish. I wonder if your father's like this, ish.
Oh, when I talk to a girl.
Yeah, so Lebo speaks to a girl, then he'll basically paint a picture of him interacting with the family.
Yeah.
That's you basically guaranteeing marriage.
You're real.
A future with them.
That's so real.
So you're love bombing.
But real though, your pops is going to fuck with me. But like, look at that. Come on.
Yeah, I'm funny.
I'm polite. I feel like I can get to know anyone and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's not me love bombing. That's me telling the truth.
But are your intentions to marry the person?
No.
So you're love bombing.
Yeah, but we can, you know, get to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how you love bomb. I love bomb by... I'm toxic in the sense that like I'll give somebody all of my time in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like I will take you out on the dates, all that stuff, hebe. Then from there, if I'm shooting, I'm like, yo, don't you want to come stay behind the camera and look beautiful?
I hate how Tata like undermines his dates. His dates slap. Sometimes I wish I was Tata Rambedi's guy. Like dead ass, your dates slap.
Yeah,
Tata do like a nice, okay, I don't expose his format.
No, because
some people might be like, hey.
Yeah.
But
I wanna like if
you
like
you do a nice date. Tato.
Yeah, like if you're going on a date with me, like
it's good.
I'm
gonna
give you whatever you want.
Yeah, it's good, Papa.
You know, Ace of Spades, I'm gonna. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, I love a first date. Like that's why like I'm starting to chill. Because obviously, like now I've been going on dates and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to chill with like who I'm taking out on first dates.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm gonna take you out on a first date, but you're not a person for me.
Yeah.
So right now, the way I'm trying to get to know people. As I'll do this thing where I'll be like, okay, cool, yo, you know?
Yeah.
Come chill with me and my friends. Like, put them in group settings, try a form of friendship. Then if I feel, okay, cool, this is going really well, we can try the first date.
Yeah.
Because the first date, for me, it's not the last one.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
But yeah. But with love bombing being such a risk to starting a relationship, one of the topics we actually have is how to build a relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't want to even describe building a relationship because I think that I recently just got a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't even have the capacity to even think how I would build my next relationship.
Yeah.
I don't have any lives left. I feel like Pac-Man with that
the
one life.
Is finished. The paint is dry, bro. You can't.
I'm fatigued.
I was talking to a friend about this. I was like, yo, dude, like, I haven't been single in so long.
Same, bro.
Like, I was in a relationship for 2.5 years, 3 years. I was in a relationship for another 3 years. Like, now, like, let me be single for, like, at least...
2 years.
A year, brother.
Yeah. Like, 365 days.
This is 365 days. Yeah. Also, I also want to be in periods where, like, I'm not talking to anybody also.
Yeah.
Like, there's one that I'm courting, one that I'm talking to. Because it's like, yo, you lose yourself in a relationship. And a relationship is very beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, its purpose and the drive it gives you is amazing. The safe spaces created and that are cultivated bring so much joy and happiness.
Yeah.
But you're always giving a part of yourself to someone to cultivate that relationship. So now when you're writing solo, like now, like the way you and I are writing, it's like, okay, I can like give a lot to myself. Because we're very capable of being in love. We can easily pay
love. Get married, have kids, guys, bonds. By the way.
Yeah, but it's like, no, let's pour all of that time and energy into ourselves and into our friendships. And I've been really enjoying doing that.
Yeah, which is a good thing. And the reason I brought up that question of how do you build a relationship or like, is it time for... Because, you know, I think that we always ask ourselves, how long do I wait until the next relationship?
Yeah.
And like, am I ready? Because we have this perception that when a relationship fails, it was your fault. And you then perceive yourself to be like, okay, I have to heal. And I want the people who are listening at home saying to themselves, no, but I date right now. Even though I broke up with Mang Mang and I date, I'd go back into a relationship. You shouldn't feel bad. That's who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I tell my friend all the time, he's a big lover boy. You know, when your friend is such a lover, but they try to be like the player role. Because that's what the society wants him. But he loves love. He doesn't want to stop loving.
Yeah.
And I always tell him, bro, if you feel like Ojola Lumutu for a year, take a 2-month break and Ojola Lumutu again for 5 years. You do whatever you want, bro. It's your life.
Yeah.
We are so worried about the perception of the external when we figuring out our internal. You feel
true.
Me?
True. I remember even yesterday, Lebo and I were hanging out and I was like, yo, bro, I want to go to this place. And he was like, nah, don't. He's like, actually, dude, go. Live your life. This doesn't like, yeah, I want to go, you know, do this thing. And you're like, dude, don't. You're like, actually, dude, go.
Yeah.
Like,
just do what you want, bro.
Damn. Like, just do what
just
you want.
Just be happy, papa.
Just do what you want.
Just be happy, papa.
You'll learn the hard way. What's up?
If you, like, so if your friends are living a life you don't agree with, you're just going to be like, okay, cool, advice. But like, dude, do what you want.
Yeah.
Because there's certain joys that we can't give you as friends, as siblings, etc., when building relationships and etc.
That's very true.
But can I ask you a question? So
the ideal, what's the question? You haven't answered it.
Yeah, guy, how do you build a relationship? That's what I was about to ask you again.
Okay, how do I build a relationship?
Yeah, what are the key things you look for? Like? You're like, yo,
a relationship.
This needs to be here for me to be building this.
So for me, there's like a bunch of, I don't know how many they are, right? But I've got a couple of pillars. So the first one is like your drive, right? Yeah. Your drive in life. That's very important. Like, how ambitious are you? What are you doing? What are you accomplishing? What are you trying to achieve? Whether you're a student and you're trying to get your degree while still furthering something, like you must be doing some things, man. Like, I know it's tough. You're talking about someone that's got many hustles. No, like, do your degree.
Just be passionate.
And then maybe you're passionate about something else that you're doing as well. Like, show me signs of passion and drive. Two, attraction is so important to me. Like, I genuinely have to be physically, emotionally, and mentally attracted to you. So the physical is...
How do you get mentally attracted to someone?
Mentally, it goes back to my first point. It's like, am I attracted to your way of thinking, to your intelligence, to the way you interact with people, to the way that you problem solve, to the way that you deal with to the way you deal with real life problems in society, the way you react. So this also goes on to EQ, your emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
So I need to be attracted to that because I'm 27, bro. I can't be someone who...
You still have to build.
Not that I have to build them, but someone that's still trying to relax themselves in moments of heat.
Mm.
Like, I feel like if we were in a moment, in a situation where things are tough and hard,
you need to be able to,
of course, express yourself and feel the impact of what the situation is bringing, but you genuinely need to be able to handle your emotions.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the drive, attraction to all three. And then from there, bro, be human.
Yeah.
Be human. Like, I don't like be human. And when I say be human, I think I'm leaning towards consideration. Mm. Be considerate of my time that I give you. Be considerate of the time that I can't give you.
Mm.
Be considerate of the amount that I spend on you. Because I feel like people, like you taught me this, right? Mm. I always used to be like, money is just a construct. It doesn't really matter. We work every single day to generate income, right?
Every day.
And when we generate income, we choose where we pour that income.
Mm.
So if I'm going to choose to pour my income into you, I'm not saying you must be like, yo, thank you so much for putting this income into me. But I understand the sacrifice that I am enabling in myself to pour the income into you.
Mm.
I'm taking you out on dates, which I'm enjoying too, which I love taking you
out. Which I'm also having fun.
Which I'm also having fun. But it's I'm choosing you and I over me getting a pair of new shoes.
Mm.
I'm choosing you and I over me making this investment.
Mm.
I'm choosing you and I and building this relationship with my monetary gains over everything else that I could be doing solo. Mm. Which is why I believe it's so important to have consideration in my expenditure around you. Because for me, when I'm with a girl, mama, my money is your money. Like, you're not going to hold it, but if you want something,
you can see it. Don't touch.
Don't see. Yeah, don't touch. You're going to bend. The eyes might become sore.
I think it's very funny how there's such a fine line, right? Between the whole thing of what you're saying now about like saying, yo, I give you, but what can you like give back? Like the transaction. Because I think love is very transactional.
This is when I was talking about money, me.
Yes, yeah, you're like, yo.
I wasn't saying, what do you give back?
Yeah.
I was saying, how considered are you in me spending? So it's like, you're seeing me spend, pour my hard-earned hours into you. If you're seeing me pour too much, you should be able to say, maybe wait, we should cook today.
Yes. Oh, I see, yes. I see what you're
maybe saying. Maybe we shouldn't go to, we've been to a restaurant three times this week.
Mm.
Maybe I can cook for you. Maybe we can cook together.
Yeah.
We've been on two trips the past 2 months. Maybe this month, let's relax. Because we do nice things this side, Papa.
Yeah.
So I need someone to also be like, okay, cool. Yo, like, I see that you want to do nice things with me. But then, ish, right now, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Just be considerate. Be like, no, man, you've been Uber eating us.
Chill, bro. Let me cook. Let me yeah. cook tonight. Let's cook together.
Let me get us food today.
Yeah.
And mind you, let me get once it once, every, once a week. Yeah. Once every 5 days.
That's not bad, bro.
That goes a long way.
It does. That's four times in a month. That goes a long way. That's a lot.
Mind you, I'll do the other 16, brother.
Yeah.
So it goes a long way. So I'm talking about not the transaction back, but I'm talking about the consideration.
Yeah.
The empathy to my pocket.
Yeah, and perspective is a big thing.
Yeah, because people. I've been chopping. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Say your truth, boy.
Because people I've been with a lot of girls who would be like, "Yo, you make everything." Like, I've never made a girl feel like I'm spending money on them, right?
Yeah, same.
But then because of how much maybe I'm spending, it grows an insecurity in them.
Mm.
Then they'll be like, "Yo, don't make this about money. I've never spoken about money with them." So they grow an insecurity inside of them, and then they make it seem like just because you're spending these things doesn't mean that like I can't feel.
Mm.
And it's like, no. The feeling and the spending is two different things. If we address the spending, let's address the spending and let's deal with that. The feeling, let's address the feeling. Let's not intertwine the two.
Teto, women are, like we spoke about this in the previous podcast, men make practical conversations. Theory-based, you know, historic philosophy. Women make emotional, you know.
Yeah.
Decisions. They'll tell you, hey, the money makes me feel this way.
Yeah.
And that's still valid. There's two sides of feeling.
Some women, some men.
Some
people are logical.
No, even men will make emotional
decisions.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. But for me, how to build a relationship, how would I build a relationship?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. This is a difficult topic for me. I think I don't know how to build a proper relationship. If I had to build a proper relationship, I think if I had to do it in the pillar mentality,
yeah,
I'd have to say she has to be beautiful. You know? She has to be stunning. Some Underwoods type vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
She has to be cute, Papa. You feel me?
Who?
Underwoods. Like who's Underwoods. That? My podcast crush. you know, she knows. But
Underwoods.
If she watches this, you know what I'm saying? But
Underwoods is the one.
Huh? Underwoods is the one from...
Yes.
The one from... What's this?
I saw her at the gym.
No! The one from Delia's podcast.
Oh,
yeah. Tato.
Continue.
But anyways,
who that thing? I think about somebody else. Yeah.
I know who you're thinking about. Thinking about. Anyways, but yeah, how would I build a relationship?
What if I forget a name? Sorry, I know.
So how do I build my relationship? She has to be attractive to me. She has to be cute. I know every guy gets crucified for it, but I love my mother. My mother raised me. She, in my mind, as every man in their life who has a great mother, is the pinnacle of what womanhood can be like. All right?
All right,
I was going to say it out loud.
Yes, sir.
I'll say the thing the men are scared to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay? My mother is kind-hearted, bro. My mother is kind-hearted, bro.
She's a lovely lady.
She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
She's the most kind. She's the most sensitive, kind-hearted. So she's so sweet. She's the type of person
to
feed the person at the corner no one's looking at. You know what I'm saying? And I really, and it's exactly what Tato said, and he didn't say it, but I really like someone who's considerate.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Someone with the hearts, man.
Yeah.
Mama has a heart.
Yeah, mama has a heart. To us, because we're her kids. We don't know how.
But to the world.
We don't know how our husband feels. Maybe her husband feels like she has a half heart, or we don't know. We don't know. But my point is to me, she showed me a love that I really want to reflect into my relationships, which is a love that's very considerate, it's very kind, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to come into my life and tell me, oh, hey, this, what your life is no, you go left. She must be like, yo, these are the reasons why I think we should go left. These are the progression steps that we need to do. And if you feel like this is the time for it, we should do it, you know?
Yeah.
I love a relationship like that, you know?
100%, me
but
too.
There's a lot of, again, because the theme of this podcast is sometimes how can we love wrong, right? And gaslighting and consistency is a huge topic when building a relationship, you know?
Okay.
Gaslighting is a woman's favorite word.
I use it against them now.
Gaslighting. What did you say, baby? Gaslighting.
No. So real. And I think, okay, to be fair, I think it's because men genuinely gaslight.
Yeah.
Men are liars, we gaslight. Yeah. 100% we do it. But because of the fact that women have been, you know, bringing this word to me weekly, sometimes monthly, sometimes every other day, I've also been able to identify moments when women gaslight me.
Yeah.
So now I play ball the same way they play ball.
Mm.
So when they gaslight, I'll be like, oh, you're gaslighting me right now.
Yeah.
And they hate it.
And they hate it.
They hate it.
Of course they do. It's a tool.
I'm doing what? I'm like, no, you just said this.
But it's not what I said.
It's not what I said. You're gaslighting me.
Yeah. So for the people at home are like, yo, what? What's gaslighting, guys? I'm in a healthy relationship. We've been dating for 5 years. We wish we were you. But gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation where a person makes someone question their own sanity, memory, or even perception. Do you know how good someone has to gaslight you to change what you saw? Let me read that one more time. Sorry. So, again, manipulation where a person makes someone question their own sanity, as in, hey,
am I crazy?
It questions your memory. Maybe it wasn't like that.
Yeah, he didn't kiss her.
He didn't kiss her.
He was kissing me. He was kissing.
Yeah, he's right.
He saw me kissing
me. And even your own perception. Black becomes blue, mama. Blue becomes red. Yes, mama. So, gaslighting is a very, very big topic in terms of our generation, in terms of dating. And what I love about it, right, is that it's teaching people to talk about the times when there's a disconnect in their communication.
Mm.
But it's been such a it has such bad PR.
Mm.
But when a woman says to your gaslight, she's generally saying, dude, I don't think you understand my point.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. That's, no, continue. Yes.
Yeah, so now gaslighting has gotten this negative PR where women are just saying wherever, hey, babe, here's the juice that you said you must get here. I didn't ask for juice, I asked for water. Dude, I'm pretty sure you asked for juice. No, you're gaslighting me. Gaslighting, sanity. That's the first one. I mean, maybe she said water. But it's like, dude, they are. Maybe she said water.
I'm crazy. What can I say?
You know what I'm saying? But there are certain times when our communication is delinked.
Yeah.
And gaslighting is a great word to use. It's because you're really just trying to inform your partner, hey, what you're saying right now is not according to my memory, sanity, or perception. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been gaslit? And like, what was the worst time?
Yeah, so before I get into it, I just want to say, like, I agree with you. Gaslighting has bad PR, and we should be using the feeling of gaslighting as a tool to identify that there's a problem in communication, perception, or whatever.
Sanity. Yes, papa.
So, because I feel like whenever I experience someone saying I'm gaslighting them, or they're gaslighting me, what I do is I say, whoa. let's recollect how you perceived what I was saying and vice versa. And let me tell you how I received what you were saying, which is the vice versa. Mm. And then we'll speak. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Then you learn that, okay, no, when Lebo's angry at me, nah, and he hears me raise my voice, it triggers him. And then when I trigger him, it starts making him potentially change the narrative because he's perceiving me raising my voice as me potentially...
Which makes him defensive.
It makes him defensive. It makes him think I'm angry.
Yeah.
And then now he says, but you're angry. That's unfair. I'm like, what? You're gaslighting me. Yeah. Bad example. But my point is, gaslighting should be a trigger to show you and help you unpack the lack of communication. What's triggering anger, what's triggering defensiveness, what's triggering all these things. Because I feel like communication, to master communication in a relationship, all you have to do is truly... you're still distracting me.
Sorry.
You have to truly is understand what triggers the person. Mm. And the triggers, the thing that peaks people deviate from communicating properly.
Yeah, it's perspective, Papa.
It's perspective. Because I know with me that like, when someone is talking to me, and sometimes I'll be like...
Yeah, you'd be fed up. And someone would be like, dude, don't do that.
I'm not fed up. This is me thinking like, yo, she's right. Damn.
Yeah, like, but now it looks like you're fed up.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, I need to actually tap in. It's like, also, when I talk to you, kid, I'm like, no, this means this to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When someone goes, you think they could be sighing.
Yeah.
Or they could be like, damn, I really messed up.
Yeah.
So you need to understand what people are meaning. Sometimes that motherfucker could be sighing and it's like, yo, dog, don't sigh. Yeah. So you have to say, dude,
don't sigh.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then she'll sigh again.
I was like, okay, next time you sigh, I'm going to sign you out the door.
I love what Tato's bringing up, and that's something that maybe we can all look into ourselves and say to ourselves, yo, these are the things that trigger things in conflict with others. I know for a fact, nah, I sometimes laugh. So like, if someone's fighting me, what, I'll just be like... Because that's
I hate that. I hate people that do
that. Yeah, I also do.
It's like, am I a joke?
I sometimes just chuckle. And it's not because I'm chuckling at the conversation. Like, yeah. I'm just there like, yo, I can't believe we're here.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, it's like a shock to reality. It's like oh no. But as I was saying, there are certain things that maybe light the flame of conflict for longer. Yes, you know,
light the flame of conflict.
And we need to be able to identify those things and have conversations with ourselves
as soon as possible.
Before you get into how you build a relationship.
Yeah, even before
go back. It'd be like, go back in the podcast, listen to how to build a relationship, come back here, yes, and then go back again.
Yeah, because all right. No, it's a very serious thing.
It's
a very important skill.
It's crazy.
I was, sorry, crazy. I interjected you. I'm about to tell you about it.
Go ahead.
I was at the, we were chilling with these girls yesterday.
Listen.
We're chilling with these girls yesterday, and the one girl was upset at me for doing something.
Yeah.
In relation to like her friend.
Yeah.
And then she was like talking to me about, she's like, yo, dude, like you're not a good person for doing this and that, and this is not good, and this is not good. Mm. So I'm letting them speak. I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, okay, cool. You've got your point across. Let me now also like tell you how I feel. So I'm like, okay, listen. With me, I just feel like, no. Oh, I'm like, oh, sorry, I thought you were done speaking. You can continue. Like, no, what were you saying? I'm like, oh, with me, no. Now just they're like, oh, I've been here before. There's no point in this conversation.
Yeah.
So as I'm trying to tell my part of the story, this person is now interjecting everything I'm saying. And then that interjection triggers hostility into me. So I become hostile. So I don't get angry or whatever. I'm just like, yo, dude, what you're doing is weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like shaking, and I'm shaking my head. Now obviously that's now me shaking head is doing what?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're shaking your head.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you can, you know, you think you can shake your head. What's making you shake your head, big nigger?
Hey, whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I'm just there like this person, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just wanted to show an example of like interjection and triggers and
I like what Tato's saying, but you have to also understand, you guys might be like, yeah, facts, I'm also calm. And like it always, sometimes calmness also is a trigger. And that goes into understand who you're dating.
Yes.
Because if you're sometimes calm in the conversation, you're saying, yes, I understand.
Yeah, that's nice.
Speak again.
That's nice. You know what I shout sometimes? Oh, that's even better. Like, talk to me, I'll be like, So I'll be like, okay, no, you're right. Okay, I'll stop doing that.
Yeah. Now, the other person will perceive you to not care.
Oh, you don't care. No, I do care. I'm trying. I know my traits are bad. I know I can get angry.
Yeah.
I know I can say wrong things. So I choose to maintain this position of calmness. Mm. And I say, I receive what you say.
Yeah.
But now you become nonchalant. But it's like, no, I'm not. Anyway, yeah, yo.
Yeah. But I again, and I love it because it's a thing of saying to yourself, yo, understand yourself.
Yeah.
Understand your partner.
Yeah.
And maybe you might have a good relationship.
There's a potential
maybe
chance.
Maybe 20% chance. Yeah, yeah. But with building a relationship, consistency is always something that I think I struggle with.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we spoke once long ago in like season two of this podcast about like how people are in love with the honeymoon phase, which is the best part of the relationship.
Yeah.
You know? But for me, I've realized that like my friend said it and it's been stuck with me. I said this in the previous podcast. It's a constant theme in my life. He said, if you're so compatible with everyone, how will you know when it's real? And that has been, I think we spoke about it for like 30 minutes on the previous podcast.
You know, I know why you think you're compatible now.
Yeah. You see it all
no,
the time.
No, you're wrong. You're not compatible to everybody.
What?
Can I tell you what it is?
Okay.
So Level's so certain that he's compatible with everybody. I used to feel the exact same way.
I am.
And he's not. Level's willing to sacrifice a lot of himself to make the person feel good and happy.
Yeah.
Which then makes him believe that he's compatible. We're not compatible. You're just willing to make more sacrifices and meet them wherever they are. Mm. So you're willing to become this type of person, that type of person, making, you know, tick any box.
Adjust myself.
You can adjust yourself very well. Mm. So you are technically compatible to any person, but when you change to their level of compatibility, are you happy?
Mm. That's the question.
Yeah.
And that's the $1 million question. And I think sometimes, which now I love this topic of the what's your type? You know? Guys, let me tell you something there. If we could all have an opportunity to build the world,
yeah.
Do you know how different it would be?
If you built it.
If I built it, you built it. We all built it.
How would it be?
It'd be very different. Mine would be sweet.
How sweet?
How very sweet. Mine would be very sweet.
Yeah.
Right? And now, equally, like what I just said in this example, everyone would build the world differently.
Yeah.
Now, imagine all of those worlds, right? And you meet someone else and you share your world and say, hey, this is me. Yeah. This is the world I like. And yeah. She comes and says, this is my world.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh? It says islands. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Is that a Lamborghini in that? And the house? She's like, yeah, everyone in the world gets a Lamborghini. I was like, oh, mine, I have Tez. You know what? Let me throw away myself.
Yeah.
And gain the person's world. Yeah. You know? And that again gives you an extra 2 weeks, 3 weeks of consistency. 4 weeks, 5 weeks of consistency. Maybe a month, maybe a year to you. Mm. But don't forget that you got the chance to build your own world and show someone. And if they also didn't have that feeling of, oh, yours has Taz's, you know, that's when that huge disconnect in consistency happens. Mm. Because what I want to give you versus what you want to get is two different things. Mm. And it's sometimes very sad and sometimes not communicated, which is the worst one.
Yeah.
The one that's not communicated is the worst one I've experienced so far. Yeah. The one where they don't tell you they don't want you, but they just continue seeing you and wada wada. It's like, come on, man. Release me from Robben Island.
Are you here? Are you there?
Are you in? Are
you moving
out?
Or are we going?
Yeah? Mm. Which way are you at?
What do you want?
But with all of these and this overall theme of how sometimes we can love wrong, I want you guys to see that sometimes your relationships won't work out, not because you're a problem or maybe because of timing or maybe because of person. It truly is because we fail to have these conversations early in the relationship conflict. It is of perspective, boundaries. Your world, my world,
yeah.
Boundaries. And it is an ongoing conversation for oneself as you date again and again and again. And yes, you'll get tired. But I always have this perception that me and my wife in my Cape Town beach house, you know, my brother's over, my sister's over, they come with their partners and we have a meal at the table. The kids are playing games. And I think to myself, oh, that was all worth it. You know? That's what I perceive. I see it as like that. I say, oh, when I find my person, all of that, all of the learning that I had to do with thousands of girls.
Thousands.
Millions of women. Millions of girls.
Yeah.
You know? Even trillions of women. Will all be worth it for this one person that I ultimately cultivated myself to be with.
It's so crazy how like... Yeah. We always think that like the person we're with is like our forever.
Yeah.
I'm sure God's looking at us like,
yeah.
This person, he thinks that he's fine, he's forever. But on the consistency chat, bro, like for me, and I'm like bridging out a bit, for me, what I struggle with now is when I meet a girl and we're having a good time and she struggles to give me like the consistency back. For example, like I'll be like, yo, what up? So today, you know, I'm gonna go chill with my boys, going bowling tonight, you should come. Cool, she comes to bowling. Then, like, we have an amazing time at bowling. Thursday comes, like, I text you. Then she's not really responsive that much. And then she can go, like, the whole day not texting me. Then the next day comes. And then I'm like, okay, cool. I'd like to see this person again. You know what I'm saying? Why must I see them once every 2 weeks? Hey, I'm going to do this thing. Would you like to come? Then they mice. Or they come. Cool, whatever. Even if they say yes or no. 3 times that happens, right? Then if I don't receive from their end, hey, my girls and I, or I'm thinking about going to this place. Do you want to go? Oh, there's this really cool like cocktail place. Do you want to go? I like for us to experience that. I feel like there's no consistency in the thing. So it's consistency in a different perspective.
Yeah.
And that really like defeats me, bro. Because it's like sometimes all you want is this one person and you want to spend time with them. But then they just can't like match your energy and your time. And obviously for them, it's like, dude, I can't just give you all of my time because I've been here before and like my heart is broken.
Go back to chapter one. Love bombing. So now you are giving...
So now who's love bombing?
Yeah,
me,
you're giving the love bombing now. Because this person is clearly not showing you the energy.
Yeah.
They're not showing you the time. They're not showing you the love that you deserve.
Yeah.
And you still give. Then it's like a thing of like, you are now just trying to manipulate them into liking you back by giving and giving and giving and giving.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, guys, once you listen to What's About the Relationship, go back to love bombing. Go back to love bombing, subscribe, and then go back in the video. Yeah. But again, on this journey of relationships and how to build a relationship, standards in the consistency, in the love bombing, in the everything we've been speaking about, gaslighting, everything, the standard that you hold, and we... You can rephrase standards to boundaries. You can also rephrase standards to what you value. You can also policy
your capacity in those
or capacity.
Your capacity of gaslighting.
Yes.
Gaslighting.
Yes.
Your capacity of
what can you hold? What can you feel? What can you feel pain for in the relationship? But I hate speaking about standards because when you have standards, you have no fun, Papa.
Sometimes you must let a boy pillow come and rock you.
Yeah, boy. If you have standards every day of the year, you're gonna be single the whole year.
No, thank you. Oh no, red flag. No. Oh no, she gaslights. Oh
yeah.
Sometimes come let them gaslight.
Gaslighting, it's a bribe, Papa.
But you must only allow that when you have capacity.
Yeah, when you have capacity.
When you can know, hey,
you can feel the defense.
Yeah. You can take a hit. Then you must just.
But
what's up?
Jokes aside, standards is like a. I think a huge theme in everyone's life. We speak about it like, what's your type? What are your boundaries? What are your values in certain things? But I like to say that the standard of how you love yourself should reflect in your partner. Mm. So, and sometimes it's unsubconscious. Like the love, we wrote in my title, it's about our pinned thing. You get the love you think you deserve.
It reminds me every day to just take a step back.
Yeah. And again, I repeat, the standard you love yourself should be reflected in your partner. And sometimes if you don't love yourself, you will see the worst in your partner.
Yeah.
And that is because that's what you think you deserve, because that's the level of love you give yourself. I always tell my friends, especially my female friends who deal with this like the most, that when we give to others, we must always understand what we were able to give to ourselves.
Yes, sir.
You can't now, hey, I give myself a Lamborghini, a house, a Porsche. And you come here and you give me noodles. I don't eat noodles, Papa. I eat lobster. I eat ribs. 500 grams.
Also, to switch up what you're saying, man. So obviously, like if I, Tata Rambedi, love myself by giving myself, you know, premium experiences, premium, you know, let's leave it at premium experiences. When I bring a partner into my world, I should also be able to give her premium experiences.
No, so, and this is where the confusion comes out,
or maybe some of the premium experiences.
No. Maybe she should just be able to be a premium person.
What?
Like, she's dressed well. She looks well. She smells well.
Oh, no. So
it can translate into a different avenue than you perceive. So whenever you can have premium experiences and whatever, that's the level you love yourself, which means a lot, né? Your partner must reflect that. When you go to those premium experiences, that person must increase the premium experience.
100%.
You understand what I'm 100%. Saying?
So that's basically like dating within your...
Yes.
Within your tax bracket.
And love bracket. Let's love call bracket. It the love bracket. Love bracket,
but we're talking about finances.
Yeah.
I want to switch up what you say. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think you should date people within your tax bracket or one tax bracket below one tax bracket.
Love bracket. Love bracket.
I want to say, if I enjoy premium experiences, if I bring a partner into my life, they should also be able to enjoy the premium experiences that I give, right? Because that's how I love myself.
Yes.
But one thing guys do is that they give themselves mediocre experiences they bring a girl in and then they give a girl premium experiences. So we need to stop doing this thing where we love our partners more than we love ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So if I'm gonna, if I usually eat bacon bites, and now Ntabi Singh comes and she's always eating.
You hate Ntabi Singh. You use Ntabi Singh every podcast.
You know why?
Can we get a new female name?
It's because of Sipo. Sipo used to use Ntabi Singh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, everything. Okay, so Ntabi Singh!
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's go. I think I like the name Boipelo.
Yeah.
Let's go Boipelo. So I'm always eating bacon bites.
Yeah.
Boipelo comes, she goes, oh no, I only eat
Doritos.
Marshmallows coated in caviar.
Yeah.
Right?
Chocolate.
Now, every time she comes, I'm giving her marshmallows coated in caviar and chocolate. Mm. But I'm a bacon bites type of person.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a thing of like, okay, if I like bacon bites, then sharp. I'll eat bacon bites. I can afford that thing, but I choose bacon bites. But my point is that like, if you're not able to even choose a snack for yourself, but someone comes in and you can give them all the snacks in the world, there's a problem. There's a serious problem.
You can't pick what to eat on Uber Eats, but she's ordering the 400 Rand that we mentioned earlier. Yes. There is a problem,
like,
bro.
Gents, and even ladies. Ladies, you guys,
ladies do it worse, like, by the way.
Because ladies love dating
broke guys. They love Builder Gents.
You guys love
Builder Gents. Remember Builder Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love Builder Gents.
Yeah, they love it. Ladies, don't give this guy things that you struggle to give to yourself. And don't give this guy things that he wouldn't even, on a normal day, give himself, even if he can afford it.
By the way, it doesn't have to be monetary. It can also be time, which is so painful. Mm. Which is so, so painful.
You can't even give yourself time to read a book, but you're giving time to drive your car everywhere.
Everywhere. You can even come over, chill, sleep, cut his toenails, bye, come back, cut the other toenail. You know?
Take your car,
go. You won't even go to your hair.
Yeah.
Guys, it's and it's like I said, the standard of what you love yourself should reflect in your partner. And if it doesn't, you're in the wrong place. Mm. And it can come out in conflict. It can come out in
suppressed anger.
It can come out in approach to life, dreams, daily ideology, moods, policies. It can come out in dating. It can come in talking stage. Come out any point in your relationship.
Yeah.
Which is why the bonus.
Guys, you know what I'm realizing, man? I used to be so bad at speaking. Like, we're getting better at talking, bro.
Like, fuck.
We're getting better at talking. And I think it's because we're speaking for hours every day, like, on a podcast. Yeah. Like, I know it took us over, 40 episodes for us to be able to come up with the sentence properly without thinking,
Yeah, boy.
I was going to say shout out. But yeah, guys, this conversation has been amazing. I want us to go into, obviously, movies of the week, podcasters of the week. We're adding that one. Content creators of the week. And then don't forget, guys, we have channel memberships. So if you guys want to come and support the channel, there are two ways. The first way is the insiders, baby. That's where you pay, I think, 149 Rand every single month. And you guys get extra content from Sito Lewontatarambedi, as well as Thought Digest. And there's so much more coming later. Then you can just be close friends. And that's basically you saying thank you for us existing and having this podcast. And you just giving back to us for a little bit of updates here and there when we launch new things. Also just some behind the scenes, like notifications and messages, which will be coming in again this week. But insiders, we're going to continue the conversation. It's going to be dope. Level, yeah. Can you tell them, or they'll see when they get
there? Get inside.
Get inside.
Get in the club, papa. Get in the club, papa.
VIP, baby. Yeah. But yeah, so my current favorite movie that we watched over this weekend, we had some friends over.
Oh, that was a bang.
It was Carrie.
That was a bang.
Carrie was so good. It's a horror movie. I think it's on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. It is such an amazing movie. I used to love watching movies of people getting powers. And I love when someone discovers they have powers, what they do. This was just amazing for me. Like, it was so memorable based off of the things that I've grew up seeing. What's the way when something is memorable?
Relatable.
It's basically, memorable. It sparked memories of me watching movies when I was a child, right?
Nostalgia.
It was nostalgic as hell.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed, like, its nostalgic elements. I just enjoyed, like, her as a character. I watched it with my brother. And, like,
making jokes.
Jokes the whole time. We're like, hey, if I had a daughter like this, Then you meet the mother and it's like, oh, that's why she's like. Like, I'd rewatched that movie. Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. And then series, I'm watching Vikings, Valhalla. I'm rewatching it. I'm really enjoying it. Love the Greenlanders. And then should I do all of mine since I'm on a roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, favorite podcast right now. I've actually been watching Ocean's Grace podcast. It's really cool. Like, I'd been seeing her post it so much, man.
She's pushing it, bro.
And I never really, like, actually watched it. I watched an episode over the weekend for the first time. I think I watched an interview with her and
which one did you watch? One of Oman?
The lady from Big Brother,
Zintle.
I watched the episode with her, Zintle. It's so shot amazing. Ocean is so just, she's so well spoken, bro. Like, she's such an amazing creator, such an amazing host. Really proud of that podcast. It's nice to have podcasts that are just done on a professional level. And it's not about gossip and who did this and who did that. It's like, you know, you're getting to know somebody, you're getting to learn something, we're just talking shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And then content creator, who have I really been messing with content-wise? Yeah, no one.
Okay.
The one that I can say.
I'll go backwards. So content creator, I'm going to say me. no, only because I need to show myself love sometimes, bro. Yeah, I woke up today, I watched my content, and last episode I was talking so much bad negativity on my content experience. Yeah. So I want to say, like, today I watched my content and guys, I bang.
Yeah.
So I'm saying me.
Yes.
Watch my TikTok. favorite movie, guys, I'm so embarrassed. I feel like Tata's become, because of me actually, I feel as if I'm... He's become such a movie and series head, and I have just fallen apart from movies and series. Yeah,
I used to always be like, I don't know, Lebo, you go.
Yo, boy, like,
and I was like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah. I don't, guys, I've watched everything.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
I think I recommend the movie because I still haven't watched this. I think people need to hear it the third time.
Which one?
Gossip Girl, not Gossip Girl.
Oh, the series. No, I'll get to that. I'm talking about movie now.
Oh, movies.
Okay, good movie that I watched recently. There has been no good movies that I've watched recently.
Well, with a friend over the weekend, she kept making us watch movies, guys. They were so explicit, so we can't even say those.
Oh, movies. Yeah, we watched. I did not enjoy that one. Okay, I'll just say no movie. Right now, in terms of series, I'm watching House of Dragons, and I'm watching.
I'm also there.
I'm watching House of Dragons. Very good stuff. I watched it because of you last week. Which is funny now because you used to watch my thing. You see? It's a complete 50. But anyways, I'm watching House of Dragons. Mm-hmm. I'm watching All American. All American is basically a series played by a young man from the hood who gets an opportunity to play at a Beverly Hills high school where he then discovers a lot of mystery that comes from his family as well as his love life. It's a classic love story with high school elements, you know, cheating, whatever, parties and etc. Basically, a good Blood and Water. I want to say that. No, everyone knows on the internet, I don't like Blood and Water. But yeah, a good Blood and Water, and it's all American, football star, get to see him shine, get to become, but great series. What other series can I recommend? And I also want to start recommending anime. I watch a lot of anime, guys, so I don't watch all the time. What do you guys call it? Real people. Real. But anime I've been watching right now, I've been watching One Piece, I've been watching... I've been
watching One Piece for years.
Yeah, it's a lot of episodes. I've been watching One Piece, I rewatched Jujutsu Kaisen, I've been watching Demon Slayer. Had the best ending for an anime series so far, in my opinion, for this year.
Yeah.
Great episodes. And then content creator, I said, and then what else is there? Movie, content creator, and podcaster.
Good. You don't have to do podcaster.
Podcaster, I want you guys to try out Jay Shetty. Now, Jay Shetty is an international superstar.
That's what I'm trying to do with my
I don't know movie. If we'll ever get there. Definitely. Tato's going to get there. I want Tato to become Jay Shetty, guys. Yes. I beg him. I think it'll be a good look for him. The lights and everything. But that's me. That's we'll see you guys in Close Friends and Members Only.
Insiders, let's go. Ew. Ray-Bans and catamarans. Baby, give me a life. Baby, living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.